Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 17, 2023. Reason for the persecution of the Jews. Question: when in history did the persecution of Jews begin? Answer: antagonism began when the Jews themselves fell from their spiritual level. By this, they caused their persecution. When the Jews are on a spiritual level, they are not even noticed or touched, or the opposite, they are approved, praised, and willing to learn from them. Question: were they treated like monks who lived in a separate commune? Answer: it was a people who lived in their own territory that covered even Lebanon and Transjordan. On the other side of Jordan lived two huge tribes. Question: but they were not attacked for no reason? Answer: for example, King David on a spiritual level, waged constant wars for 40 years. He understood that it was all purely external. But what could he do? Such is the period of correction of egoism. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Hatred of the Jews, May 14, 2011. The main thing is to serve. In order to tease a person and lead him to read the authentic sources and understand why he needs it, I write my books about what Kabbalah offers us. But after that, a person has to read texts that give him or her the right direction, although this is also found in my books. Then one has to read the texts about the upper degrees one must attain, and this too is in my books. Nevertheless, I cannot say my books replace the books of my great teachers. After all, the original source is best. I cannot compare my spiritual level with that of my teacher Rabash, and even more so with his father Baal HaSulam. The more I advance, the more clearly I see what a huge difference there is between us. I remain small precisely to serve my generation. I agree with not being elevated, although, given what I have done, maybe I could have gone higher. But then I would be more out of touch with the generation. There is never any calculation with a person. The calculation is always general because the individual and general are equal. Therefore, if a Kabbalist can be of greater help to others by staying lower, then he will stay lower. The main thing is to serve. Question: so it is impossible to rise to high degrees with such a psychological basis? Answer: it is possible. It all depends on the person. Even by reading my books, you will later discover much higher levels than you can perceive today, because it depends upon the individual. The inner level they are written in matters. My level is much lower than Rabash's. And you cannot even compare it with Baal HaSulam. This is a person who has attained the entire ladder of spiritual ascent. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Hidden Power of Books, July 9, 2011. Left-handed and right-handed. Question: why is there such a phenomenon as right-handed and left-handed? Is there any explanation for this? Answer: of course, everything has its own explanation, although we see some things in nature, and some things we don't. The fact is that in our spiritual image, from where all the threads descend to our world and control us, there are right-handed who work more in the right line, and there are left-handed who work more in the left line. And there are those who are balanced in two lines. These are very rare people, and they really don't care which hand to work with, even with two hands. But mostly people are initially left-handed, they are simply converted to right-handed. If you lock your fingers together and see which thumb is on top, then you can determine who you were originally, right-handed or left-handed. All this comes from the three lines on which our soul is built. Some people work more in the right, others in the left, and the third type in the middle line. It depends on the kind of souls, because we are all connected in one system, in one single soul. And each of us works in his own field. Just like inside the body, different organs work in different directions and their directions do not necessarily coincide. Oh, like in a car, pistons or other parts move in different directions, One turns forward, the other back, and as a result, the whole car goes forward. It is the same here. Everyone seems to work in a versatile way, but in the end it is all balanced. Therefore, it does not matter if one is right-handed or left-handed. All this comes from our inner state, those properties that descend into our world and are increasingly manifested in our generation because it is in this generation that we must somehow correct and implement them. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Left-handed and right-handed, July 30th, 2011. Foreign faith. Comment: in the past, people often adopted another religion, and this was considered normal. My response: because religions were decisive for man. This is all that humanity had. Comment: but in fact, the person did not change, just the name of the faith changed. My response: no, at that time it was really believed that a person had become different. Let's say the war ended, Muslims captured a city, lined up all the infidels on the square, and put them to a choice: convert to Islam or we will kill you. In those days, people were a little different. For them, faith was the most important thing in life. Many converted to another religion and remained faithful to it. It was harder for the Jews. Under the pressure of the Inquisition, they were obliged to convert to Christianity, but they still remained Muslims, and until this day there are still many. I was in Spain. Spaniards say that according to statistics, up to 30% of Jewish blood flows in them because after the baptism of Jews, Spaniards and Jews mixed up. This can be determined by surnames and other data. I heard the same thing in Argentina in South America where people moved from Spain. Columbus, after all, was also a baptized Jew, so he began to look for a new land to take the Jews out of Spain since the threat of exile was already hanging over them. One of his tasks was to find such a place. Comment: America as such is, in principle, a Jewish country. My response: yes, it was built on the hopes of finding some land where you would not be touched. The first mayors in many American settlements were Jews, gold diggers, too, and so on. People were looking for a place under the sun where they could be more or less protected and developed. But it all goes away. In fact, it seems to us that America is for everyone, but this is not the case. I have talked to American Jews many times. There is a certain threshold where you will be allowed, and where you will not. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Someone Else's Faith, July 30th, 2011. Kabbalah should become the property of everyone. I want the ideas of Kabbalah to become the property of the masses. These are not my ideas, they are taken from nature. Kabbalists, as scientists, reveal all kinds of relationships and offer humanity a way to get acquainted with them. If you get acquainted in advance, it will be easier. If you don't get acquainted, then you will act by trial and error. But acting incorrectly in the scope of human society leads to years of suffering, destruction, hunger, etc. Mistakes affect people. These are not actually technical errors when something burned down, failed, or fell and crashed by itself. Therefore, Kabbalists talk about the system and what awaits everyone. Please come to us, learn, look, and you will come to the same conclusion. Everything is logical. Nothing is hidden from anyone. If there were no alternative to the rigid natural development of by the stick to happiness, then Kabbalists would be silent. But since this alternative exists, we can accelerate our advancement and make it softer, more pleasant, and faster. That's what Kabbalah is for. Let's say you have to get somewhere and in front of you is a dense forest full of robbers and wild animals. You have to go through the woods with small children, elderly, and heavy belongings without any food supplies. How can you do it? Here you are offered a magic carpet or at least a normal road. A guide walks in front of you and leads you through a shorter way that you didn't even know about. Imagine that there is a globe in front of you and you have to get from one point to a point that is a kilometer away from you, but you go around the globe in a circular way to reach the neighboring point. This is what the path of humanity looks like today. If humanity had another opportunity, then I would sit quietly and that's it. What can you do? Scientists sit and explore. Nature is nature, and that is how we have to go since there is no getting away. But when instead of the option of the path of suffering, there is a path of light, which is logical and even in some ways already visible today, how can we leave it and not tell people about it? From CabTVs I got a call. Exit to light July 16, 2011. A person's choice. Question: how can we follow the normal path of development? What is a person's choice? Answer: a person's choice is only to unite over all the forces that oppose this. There are two forces that affect us. We are given a left, evil, egoistic force, rejection from each other, and using each other. And we need to demand another force, the altruistic force, the force of connection, the force of love. We can attract it only through engagement in the highest degree. Being engaged in the highest degree, we sort of pull ourselves up to it, play this game like a child who wants to be big and plays in this state. Question: and how will those who do not practice Kabbalah come to this? Answer: they will come through us. They will listen to what we tell them. They do not need to do anything special. There is enough material presented by us in an easy way: what is freedom of will, how we should be connected with each other, etc. From CabTVs I got a call. Is the creator a pervert? July 23, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the basis of anti-Semitism? The basis of anti-Semitism is the Jewish people having yet to realize their true identity and role in humanity, that by uniting above their differences, they become a conduit for unity to spread throughout the world. The Jewish people received their name from attaining a state of spiritual unity. The Hebrew word for Jew, Yehudi, comes from the word for united, Yehudi, Yaradevash, part 2, Drush number 2. They share no biological connection as Jews, since they are a people that came from all parts of ancient Babylon, gathered into Abraham's tent, and became united when they, using Abraham's method of unification, set their sights on attaining the spiritual state of unity, purified from many self-centered motives. Why is this non-biological, spiritual form of unity so important today? It is because precisely today, the human ego has grown to overblown proportions, and humanity experiences increasing social division and other problems on personal, social and global scales, stemming from increasing disengagement among people. Moreover, the increasing social diversity and mingling of cultures, economies and technologies into a globally intertwined blend demands a method that can glue together the thickening tangle by making sense of it. As people suffer more from increasing social division, they instinctively feel that the Jews are to blame for their problems. That is because, since the Jewish people had once achieved a unified state as one man with one heart, the nations of the world have a gut feeling that the Jews are holding back something positive from them. And both the nations of the world and the Jews are unconscious as to what that positive thing actually is: a harmoniously unified society, the key to everyone's happiness. The more the nations of the world feel their lives fill up with problems, the more they will unconsciously blame the Jews, pointing out any dirt on Jews that they can get their hands on, or fabricate, without knowing that there is a deeper hatred within them preceding its many corporeal manifestations. As social division and its byproducts of anxiety, stress, xenophobia and extremism increase, and as the suffering in the world rises, the Jews will be circled out more and more, and we can expect an intensification of attacks and threats on Jews. Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, describes this phenomenon at length in his article, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. In such a generation, all the destructors among the nations of the world raise their heads and wish primarily to destroy and to kill the children of Israel, as it is written, Yevamot 63, no calamity comes to the world but for Israel. This means, as it is written in the above corrections, that they cause poverty, ruin, robbery, killing, and destruction in the whole world. Today, the nations of the world unconsciously sense that the Jewish people, or Israel, are failing to implement and exemplify a unity worthy of replication in human society. The natural reaction is for them to apply pressure on the Jews, which boosts anti-Semitism. On the other hand, as soon as Jews unite, it will also bring about the unity of humanity and they will feel a wealth of goodness and well-being streaming from the Jewish people. Therefore, combating anti-Semitism at its basis means implementing a single comprehensive solution, the education and promotion of unity above division. Such education needs to focus on uniting the Jewish people under the law, love your neighbor as yourself, which made them the people of Israel to begin with, in order for them to become a conduit for unity to spread worldwide, that is, to become a light unto the nations. Based on the writers' meeting on July 7, 2019 with Kabbalist Drive Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.